And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
LeBron James and Joel Embiid get flagrant, the Utah Jazz win streak hits double digits, and 19-year-old James Wiseman is wise, man. Yeah, I went for it. 12-game night, gotta try some things. I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Thursday, January 28th. Lakers 76ers was the game of the night on Wednesday. Were we witnessing a preview of a finals rematch 20 years later? 2001, we had Shaq and Kobe versus Allen Iverson and Dikembe Mutombo. No Ty Lue jokes allowed. I'll take it. This was fun. Things got testy. The Lakers seem like they're destined to be there. And Joel Embiid, well, he's leading the Sixers and they are having their best season. And he got the best of Marc Gasol in this one, overcoming the Joel Embiid stopper, Marc Gasol. But Embiid had 28 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, and 2 blocks against that guy who used to stop him. And Gasol paid Philly a very high compliment after the game. He said, "I think all the players accepted their roles and want to excel in them. They know what they want to live by offensively and defensively." And that's what appears to make the Sixers team the best version of Embiid Simmons we have seen. Although there was a scare in the third quarter, Embiid went up for a dunk, and LeBron put two hands on Embiid. He put hands on him. Embiid went down hard on his back, but he stayed in the game. Flagrant one for LeBron James on that play. And then Embiid hit Anthony Davis with an elbow on the other end. Another flagrant one. It looked like they were about to give up a fragrant loss at the end of this game as well. Sixers, that didn't make sense. Sixers were up 12 with 3 minutes left, but they kind of went into neutral on both ends. The Lakers went on a 13-0 run, and it took a Tobias Harris game winner to seal it for the Sixers. Harris had 24-7. The Lakers lose their first game on the road this season. They're 10-1. Not going to catch the Warriors' record of 14 straight wins on the road to start a year. And watching that 13-0 run, though, it looks like the Lakers can turn it on whenever they want. They get a little bored here in the regular season, understandable. Let's get to the team that LA faced in the finals, the Miami Heat. They do not look like they can turn it on anytime they want. They took on the Nuggets. Well, first, the dogs trained to sniff out the coronavirus had to do their thing. Protocol for Heat fans entering the game. Thanks to Lorenzo Butler for that footage. The Heat are so shorthanded right now and have been for weeks. Great sign, though. Jimmy Butler joined his team on the bench, something he hasn't been able to do in weeks because of COVID-19 protocol. They're 2-7 without him. They've lost 4 in a row. Tyler Hero's out. They did get Avery Bradley back for the first time in 9 games, but the Nuggets were too much. They have won 5 in a row, and their MVP candidate buoyed this team while they tried to find their sea legs to start the season. Nikola Jokic had 21 points. Michael Porter Jr., in his new bench role since he returned, had 17. Will the Nuggets have something to say about the Lakers in the finals? Gonna be a battle in the Western Conference playoffs. Lakers, Clippers, Jazz, Nuggets. Let's get to those Jazz. They won their 10th in a row. Rudy Gobert, a big night against the Mavs front line. 29 points and 20 rebounds. That's a lot of beef, as the kids say. Without Donovan Mitchell, who was in concussion protocol, the Jazz got a great night from Joe Ingles. He had a season-high 21 points and 8 assists, taking Mitchell's spot in the starting lineup. He loves to work with Rudy Gobert. 7 of his 8 assists were to Rudy. The team also looking like they're more comfortable with their roles than ever before in the Mitchell-Gobert era. That's why you got to like the Jazz. The Mavs were supposed to put up a fight with guys coming back, including center Dwight Powell, but him returning along with Josh Richardson and Dorian Finney-Smith, not enough. Hopefully, Maxey will say leave it to Kleba when he returns. Leave it to Kleba is definitely not what the kids say. One team we won't see in the finals, pretty sure, are the Washington Wizards. I was trying to be positive about them yesterday. I said, you know, they had a lot of games canceled. Well, maybe later on in the season when they make up those games, Westbrook will be playing better. Well, time to get pessimistic again. Here's the other side of the coin. Wednesday, they take on the Pelicans without Westbrook, who's sitting out one part of back-to-backs. When training for John Wall for John Westbrook, the idea was Wall was likely to be more injured. Well, it's basically been even this season. Bradley Beal, had 47 points versus New Orleans on Wednesday night, but they only got 59 points from the rest of his teammates. They lose 124-106 because their D cannot stop anybody. Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram had 32 points each on the other side for the Pelicans. Bradley Beal leads the league in scoring at 35 points per game, but his team is last in the Eastern Conference standings. They have won 21% of their games at 3-11. Several of their guys still out. Davis Bertans, Rui Hachimura, Denny Avdia. Their starting lineup, alongside Bradley Beal, was Raul Neto, Robin Lopez, Isaac Bonga, and newcomer Jordan Bell. Not what Bradley Beal and the Wizards expected coming into this season. Something else we didn't expect coming into this season. The Sweetheart Cavs. They got back to 500, beating Detroit. Pistons head coach Dwayne Casey sees Cleveland as a template for his team, saying, quote, "A couple of years ago, Cleveland was where we are now. They're an exciting up-and-coming team, like we want to be." The Cavs' young backcourt produced against Detroit. Colin Sexton, 29 points, continuing his fantastic season. Darius Garland got back in the starting lineup after coming off the bench for a few games because of a shoulder injury. He had 14. Former Piston Andre Drummond gave it to his old team. "That'll show you for trading me for a second-round pick." 23 points, 16 rebounds, and 5 steals against his old squad. None of the Pistons' young guns had real great games. I'm sure Dwayne Casey was disappointed, although Jeremy Grant did have 26, and he's kind of young. He's 26 going on 27. Blake Griffin not playing in both halves of back-to-backs for precautionary reasons. Not a Blake Griffin-type season. The Pistons have won 22% of their games. They're 4-14. Pacers, Hornets. Pacers' Domantas Sabonis is on his way to being an all-star for the second consecutive season. I think we can say that. The second triple-double of the year for him. 22 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. Now, is Daddy Arvidas a great passer? But did Arvidas ever average 5.6 assists? Huh? Did he? No, they were tougher on assists back then. Malcolm Brogdon had 25 points for the Pacers. He was playing a little bit with TJ McConnell in the backcourt. That was interesting. Doug McDermott led all scores in this game with 28 points off the bench for Indiana in the victory. Nets Hawks. The Hawks held a moment of silence pregame in honor of Sekou Smith. Just shows how his impact was felt far and wide. The Brooklyn Nets are still learning each other. James Harden, he had 2 points in the first quarter. In the first possession of the second quarter, he passed up a shot. He looked to the bench and kind of gestured in a shooting motion. "Should I have shot that? Should I?" He doesn't know when to shoot. Then he got hot. He had 31 on the night. Head coach Steve Nash really looking forward to some off days coming up to get practices in. Thanks to the AP for that reporting. Kevin Durant had 32 points himself. The Nets just got just enough stops. They got one more stop than the Atlanta Hawks. So much Kevin Durant at the five. Who will they get as another center to back up DeAndre Jordan? These are the questions that keep me up at night. After the game, KD and Kyrie Irving gave their jerseys to 2 Chainz, who was sitting courtside. Things are getting kind of normal in the basketball world anyway. Trae Young had 28 points and 14 assists in the loss. Wolves Warriors. Looks like all that yelling Draymond Green has been doing at rookie number 2 pick James Wiseman is paying off. Wiseman, a career high 25 points, even though he was coming off the bench where he's been the last 2 games, started for most of the season, but he looked phenomenal. He hit all 3 of his 3-point shots. He shot 9 of 14, 2 blocks. The verticality game was on point. There's one sequence that makes coaches salivate. He had a huge block and then a big dunk at the other end. After the game, he said, "That was one of my best games defensively." How excited must you be if you're Steve Kerr to hear that? Anthony Edwards, the number 1 pick, had 25 for the Wolves on the other side. Warriors win, move up to 10-8. Wolves drop to a West worst 4-13. Kings Magic. Buddy Hield had a season-high 29 points in a win for the Kings. Raptors, Bucks. We were told yesterday we talked too much about the Toronto Raptors, so I'll keep this short. Ha ha ha. Let's just talk about the Raptors, baby. Kyle Lowry passed 10,000 points as a member of the Raptors, joining DeMar DeRozan and Chris Bosh as the only 3 Raptors in history to do that. Giannis Antetokounmpo, who many were yearning to be a Toronto Raptor, had 24 points, 18 boards, and 9 assists. Bryn Forbes hit a key three early in the fourth. I told you Bryn Forbes was going to be a key for this Milwaukee Bucks team. He had 11 in the game to help stretch the lead. The Bucks held off the Raptors. Celtics Spurs, last game here on a 12-game night in the association. The Celtics projected starting five of Kemba Walker, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Daniel Tice played for the first time this season together, and this game went down to the wire. 40 seconds left, all tied up. DeMar DeRozan, just talked about him. He hit a jumper. DeJounte Murray then had a breakaway dunk off a steal, just like Greg Popovich drew it up. After the game, Pop said Derek White will return this weekend. He's been out 13 games with a fractured toe. Whew, that's it for me. I will be back on Friday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. Make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode today on Thursday. Talk to you tomorrow.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.